Automakers look to China to rev up their global sales. And we've learned that growth in China's car sales slowed again in September. We wondered why that's happening and what it means for the U.S. carmakers who want to get their vehicles onto Chinese streets and highways. Auto analyst John McElroy is here. He's host of the AutoLine Daily Webcast. John, what can you tell us about the Chinese car sales for September?
Well, the rate of growth is slowing down. Now, that doesn't mean that car sales are going down. They're just not increasing as fast as they have before. And, of course, this is a danger for not just the automakers operating in the Chinese market there. It's a danger signal for the Chinese economy as well, because this is a direct indicator of economic health in the Chinese economy.
What's going on in the Chinese economy to cause this growth to slow?
Well, you know, there's a whole host of reasons, and I don't even pretend to be an economist on this. But you'll notice in especially the business media these days, there's a lot of concern that China has not been growing as fast as in the past. And the country itself has established a target of growing 7.5% every year. That is, growing its gross domestic product, its GDP, 7.5%. If they do that, that growth creates enough jobs for everybody. If they do not hit that growth, there could be a lot of unemployment, and that might lead to social unrest. That's why it's considered a danger signal that the rate of growth is slowing down.
Yeah, and again, we're saying they're growing, but just not as fast. I notice September passenger vehicle sales were up 6.4%, but in May it was 13.9%.
That's correct.
So,
and while any market would be happy with that kind of growth, that 6.5% especially is a measure of concern.
How are foreign brands doing against Chinese brands? Give us a sense of who's winning the race for market share.
Well, you know, the Chinese consumers are quite sophisticated. They're very aware of what's going on in the world. And guess what? They want the best stuff that's out there. And they see that that is international brands, i.e. largely from Europe, the United States, and Japan. Those are the brands that they want. And as a result, foreign car makers have something like 65% or so of the Chinese market. They've done much better than the Chinese local brands have done. And in fact, that's alarmed the Chinese government enough that it is starting to change the rules of the game to benefit the Chinese car companies. We've seen subsidies for buying what the Chinese call new energy cars, that is, cars that get better fuel economy. Almost all of those subsidies, or I should say that the vast majority of those subsidies, go to the Chinese brands only. Up to now, we've seen Chinese government agencies and government corporations and even members of the military buying Audis as their company or organization car. Just this year, the Chinese government has come out with regulations saying that no Chinese government or any kind of government agency can buy those foreign branded cars. Even though they're made in China, they are no longer allowed to buy them. They can only buy Chinese brand cars. And then there's been an investigation into the alleged anti-monopoly practices of foreign car brands in terms of the prices they have on their repair parts. And you put it all together, and there's a growing concern amongst the foreign automakers that the Chinese government is starting to throw roadblocks in their path.
So if I'm in charge of trying to sell General Motors or Ford vehicles in China, and I'm watching this because it's taken a while to ramp up to, you know, to get that toehold in the Chinese market, what do I do to try to stay ahead of that?
Well, you know, so far this has not impacted General Motors whatsoever. In fact, GM just had a gangbusters month in September in terms of sales there. Ford slowed down somewhat, but Ford has been on an astonishing tear in the Chinese market, just rocketing up the sales chart. And so you don't want to read too much into just one month's sales numbers. You really want to look back and see how's it been going for the year. And for the American brands, it's been pretty good. Now, I think the reason they're doing so well is the Japanese brands have not been doing well in China of late. And as I'm sure you're aware and your listeners are aware, there's simmering tensions between China and Japan, and that definitely seems to be hurting sales of Japanese-branded cars in China.
Which then presents opportunities for American brands.
It does, but, you know, it's so easy for the shoe to be on the other foot. You know, there could even be some sort of conflagration in the South China Sea involving the United States, and, you know, it could be the Americans who are suffering from this at some point in the future. So you don't really want to say that here's an advantage to take because the Japanese are suffering. It could just as easily turn and hit the Americans, or who knows, even the Europeans as well.
Fascinating. It sounds like the best tool if you're in marketing and trying to sell to China would be a really good crystal ball.
Well, you know, the thing is, just concentrate on the basics. Come out with good cars that really meet the needs of the customer and treat them terrifically. Hug your customers at the dealership level. You know, as long as people really aspire to own your car, to really aspire to be part of your brand, pretty much the rest will take care of itself.
Auto analyst John McElroy hosts the Autoline Daily webcast. Thank you so much, John.
Cindy, thanks so much.